everything you want and dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. They're completely free as we launch into another week of fun here joining you tonight. Things are a little bit different on Monday nights. It's now Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Dale moving from Fridays to Mondays, and I think Michelle Seven will be taking over Friday, so a slight change around in our co-host schedule here. 800-259-9231. Again, you can bring up what you want. We'll start out here. Of course, we'll see your phone calls about anything, but we'll start out with this teacher story right off the top of freetalklive.com, one of the top three stories there, top four, which, by the way, are voted on by you. You can go to freetalklive.com and vote up the ones you like, down the ones you don't like, and submit new ones to the system, and, of course, the more votes items get, the more likely we are to talk about them on the air. Fayetteville, Arkansas, where the AP reports that a former Elkins High School teacher has been convicted of having sex with an 18-year-old student and was sentenced to 30 years in prison. The Northwest Arkansas Times reports that a Washington County Circuit Court found 37-year-old David Paschal guilty on Tuesday of second-degree sexual assault and bribing a witness. Authorities even say that the relationship was consensual, but violates state law that prohibits sex between a teacher and a student younger than 21. Authorities say the girl reported the relationship after learning that Paschal...
I find that interesting. What's the level of charge? A college professor having sex with a 20-year-old woman?
That just seems like something you should get fired for.
She was 18.
I understand.
Right. Well, I don't understand your question.
Well, the question is, what kind of charge? He's got 30 years?
Yeah, that's got to be a felony.
Right. It's a first-degree felony. It's a first-degree felony for a college professor to have sex with a 20-year-old woman.
Well, and he's a former high school teacher. I don't know.
I understand that, but that's not what the law says. It says a teacher to have sex with a student who's under the age of 21.
True. It could be a college professor.
I'm trying to fathom this.
Right,
I'm trying to grok the inanity of this law.
Right. You're not talking about this exact condition, you're talking about in theory.
What about a student teacher, where you're talking about just a graduate student that's,
good question. How do you define teacher?
At what point is a teacher not a teacher anymore? Are we talking about that the student has to be in their class?
What if I'm
what if it's last semester's student?
What if I'm giving tutorials? What if I'm a tutor? What if I'm spending time with the student? You know, this is my only student.
This is nuts.
Under 21?
This is an 18-year-old.
18-year-old.
This is someone who's legal in every single state.
That's true.
Age-wise, for giving consent for sex.
She would have been legal had she not been his student and had he not been her teacher. One way or the other. Like, if he had been a teacher, but she wasn't
a
student.
But 30 years in jail? That's insane.
Had he been a teacher?
Again, it might be unprofessional behavior.
Oh, yeah, I'll give you that.
Maybe he should get fired, but go to jail for 30 years?
Yeah.
I don't want to pay for that. I don't want to pay for that incarceration.
Oh, sure.
Let this guy who passed this law pay for it.
It's just madness. On the bribery charge, Paschal was convicted of telling a student that he would give the 18-year-old girl several thousand dollars if she dropped the charges, which I wouldn't blame him for that, right? Like, lady, just take the cash. Leave me alone here. I mean, 30 years in prison would have been worth several thousand dollars.
Wait, the student pressed charges?
Well, what happened was she snitched on him after learning that he had expressed interest in another girl.
Oh.
So, one of those situations where she must have known.
How nasty is that?
She must have known, right? I mean, she knew she was 18, so she must have known about this law that prohibited this.
Can I just say this on the air? What a bitch.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's going to rot in prison for 30 years because she's jealous.
Well, I mean, yes. Well, because the system is awful. But yes.
Well, yes.
What started it was that she snitched on him and...
I'm not saying that it's upstanding behavior, but you know the way that you punish somebody for not having upstanding behavior in a relationship is by not being in a relationship with them anymore.
Yeah.
They don't give you don't cast your pearls before swine any longer. So, you know, I mean, to do this is an abuse of the system. And I love how, this girl is supposed to be this delicate flower that has been besmirched by the dirty professor.
The
but she knows, in fact, about this, knows enough.
You would presume.
To snitch on this guy. Okay, so the delicate flower that knows nothing about the
sex.
Ways of the world.
She's been taken advantage of.
She's been taken advantage of. She's her woman. manhood has been besmirched.
This lecherous 37-year-old teacher.
She knows how to use the system to slam a guy for 30 years.
Yeah, that's right.
Make her pay for his incarceration. If she wants to get back at him so much, she should pay for it.
That's a great point. Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just when I saw this, I was just absolutely stunned. Absolutely stunned. I mean, the whole idea that somebody who's 18, 19, 20 years old can't make decisions for themselves to have sex with somebody. Does it also, why not go ahead and put the girl in jail, too? I mean, surely she was doing this for a reason. I mean, the idea, right, that she was being taken advantage of, she probably wanted better grades or whatever it would be that would come out of this deal for her.
Well,
do you think she was really attracted to him?
I don't know what she wanted. I don't support putting her in jail, but I got to say that this is just, I'm gobstopped. I mean, it's amazing to me, this whole thing. 30 years?
This is how
the judicial system is serving us?
He had, by the way, taught history and psychology and was fired back in May. So, story. That's it. That's all there is to it. Your thoughts are certainly welcome at 800-259-9231. Maybe there's somebody out there that actually agrees with this. I mean, surely people must agree with this concept, right? I mean, somebody must. It was put into legislative action. Yep. They thought this was so important, they passed a law specifically for this circumstance.
I can see why somebody would pass, you know, would believe that it's a good idea, you know, to throw some teacher in jail for having sex with their 14-year-old student or something like that. I get that. I don't agree with that.
Well,
not, did I say I agreed with it?
Okay, just saying.
I said I understand it. I do not understand how in the world you can talk about a professor and an 18-year-old girl. If the guy's using his power in order to mess with her grades or something like that,
mm-hmm. Well, that's sexual harassment. Then
it seems like we've got some kind of situation.
Threatening.
Yeah, 30 yeah. years. And then offering the girl some money to drop the charges?
Doesn't sexual harassment usually result in a civil suit? Don't they usually get sued? I mean, most sexual harassment cases don't result in jail time. They result in losing a lot of money in a lawsuit, I think. But
girl's crazy, man. I'm sad they didn't publish her name so people could know.
They should stay away from her. Exactly.
Right. She's not somebody you want to get involved with.
No.
She is not worth it. She may be really hot, but not worth it.
Imagine this lady has some trouble moving on, right? I'll
show him, yep.
She would even take several thousand dollars.
Addictive like that. I had a friend who, I never dated him, but I had a friend who would take an ad out, you know, on someone who dissed him in a relationship or something.
In what way would he take
him
out of
that? I'm trying to remember the details of it. He would basically...
Like post the other guy's phone number?
And like bad things about them.
Like, in the newspaper or something?
Yeah, like the little local rag, you know? and just to kind of diss someone publicly and...
$30, that's one thing.
Yeah, I know, but it's still kind of like the whole thing about being vindictive over a relationship. And I had to talk to him one time and I said, you know... The best thing you can do for revenge is to move on and be happy. You know,
I think you're right about that.
If you're lingering on someone like that and stalking, and then they know you're still obsessed with them, and it's making them very uncomfortable, I'm sure, but it's not making them, you know.
Right, this girl wanted to destroy this man's career.
To the point.
And that, possibly put him in jail.
To the point that she wouldn't take a few thousand dollars in order to, you know, make this all go away.
Several thousand.
Several thousand. I mean, she wouldn't take several thousand. Oh, no, you've got to go to... And then she snitched to the cops. Oh, no, you've got to go to prison for years.
Let's talk to Alan in Georgia, listening to WMTM in Moultrie. Hello, Alan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Alan?
Man, I just listening to your topic right now, and it just kind of struck a familiar chord. I live in South Georgia, and know a guy. We were friends at the time that he was caught in a very similar situation.
I'll tell you what, if you can hang on, I'd like you to tell me about it in a moment here. Can you stick with us?
Yeah, sure.
More with Alan in a moment. Alan will tell us his story about his friend, and your thoughts are certainly welcome at 800-259-9231, especially if you think that teachers should be put into a prison cell because of consensual sex with their adult students. It's Free Talk Live.
Los 59 at Kiwa Mobile One. 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, is coming March 19th. See Porsche, Corvette, Ferrari, Jaguar, BMW, Mazda, Acura, Audi, and many other world-class racing teams battle in America's toughest road race as Sebring hosts the first race on the Intercontinental Le Mans Cup in 2011. Gates open Wednesday, March 16th. Order your tickets today by calling 800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. See the cars and stars in the American Le Mans Series, driver autograph sessions, vintage race cars, and visit the Party Zone, featuring a spring break bikini contest. Up-and-coming man, Selby, Chuckman, Alluvion, Selena Jordan, and DJ Scotty B. Presented by GoMobileWeb.com. 4 days of family fun at Sebring and children's 100-minute free. Get all the info at SebringRaceway.com. The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida. March 19th is the date. Sebring is the place. Order your tickets at SebringRaceway.com. Crossroad Park by Budweiser, Jaguar, and Michelin.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
As we continue
We will take your phone calls here. We're talking about a situation involving a teacher and a student and 30 years in prison for consensual sex. But first, I want to tell you about our archives. You can go to freetalklive.com to download them. Grab up as many as you like because they go back for years, all the way back to late 2006. All free for you, courtesy of HostGator.
HostGator's a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, like the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. You'll get a 99.9% uptime guarantee, a 45-day money-back guarantee, 24/7 technical support. And if you use the portal we've created, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com, you'll get your first month completely free. HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
Let's go back to Alan listening to WNTM in Moultrie, Georgia. Alan, you're back with us. You were telling us that this story about this teacher, a 37-year-old teacher, going to jail for 30 years because he had sex with an 18-year-old student, consensual sex. You said that rings a bell for you, and you'd begin telling us a story. So go ahead.
It does, yeah. And first, thanks for taking my call. But it's really unfortunate. It's a crazy law. The guy that I knew, he was it's a little different, more egregious. He was a high school teacher involved with a 17-year-old girl that was in his class. It was consensual, I guess, as consensual as it could be with a 17-year-old girl.
But well, see, I don't get it, man. What makes it more egregious?
The 17-year-old girls I had sex with when I was 17 seemed like they were consenting to me.
You know,
yeah.
The idea that it's more egregious because she's 17 and 300 days versus 18 and 3 days, I mean, there's
exactly.
Not much of a difference there, right?
Not very, very yeah. Little. Given the fact that the age of consent in Georgia is 16.
There you go.
He was found guilty, convicted, and sentenced to 30 years in prison. It was 25 to 30 years, which was just insane.
So this isn't just an Arkansas thing. You're saying this is happening in Georgia as well?
Oh, absolutely. He was convicted, and I guess the general consensus, you know, half the people were glad to see that happen, but at the same time, I was flabbergasted.
As though the girl wouldn't have had sex, as though this 17-year-old girl wouldn't have ended up having sex in some other manner by the, you know, before she was 18 years old. I mean, it's pretty ludicrous.
You know, I think
it's bound to happen.
I think
now I'm not going to condone that behavior because I don't. But at the same time, isn't it enough for him to lose his career?
I would think so.
His respect, his standing in a community. Basically lose every, lost his family, lost
absolutely.
Everything.
Instead, they have to forcibly extract money from everyone in the community to keep that man in a jail cell and keep him from doing what? I mean, like you say, he's lost his career. How he's not going to have his, I guess, an easy of a chance with 17-year-old students anymore. And now he's just going to be the old washed-up teacher drinking away his sorrows at the local watering hole.
But let me tell you how the story folded. It was a judge overturned that ruling about 5 years later.
Really?
And he was released. So he did spend about 5 years in prison.
Man.
But my God, what a, and I would not expect this guy to carry a 30-year term. Jesus, you can get in your car, drive drunk, kill someone on the road, and spend less time in prison.
Yeah, that's
great perspective.
It's a 10-year sentence.
that is a rule. That's a law that will be repealed at some point. But, I hate it, unfortunately, but I guess it just tells you if you're a professor or a teacher in any manner, keep your hands off the students.
Wow, man. Thanks for sharing that story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. For a moment there, I thought maybe it was just an Arkansas thing, but I guess not. How many states have this law? How many states have this provision that makes it so that if a teacher is having sex with a student, that's consensual sex? That you get more time for this than you would for raping somebody. 30 years?
It's nuts. Yeah. It's nuts.
Oh, is there anything else that would get you more time than 30 years? Maybe mass murder? I mean, what would you have to do?
You could get 30 years for murder pretty easily.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about, the gentleman was talking about manslaughter. And,
okay.
And manslaughter gets you usually about 10.
But, like, you're talking about for murder, you're talking about, like, first degree murder, right?
Yeah.
Like, what about second degree murder, where it's not as.
That second degree murder would probably not be that sentence.
Right.
So you could. So second degree murder is, you know, say you get into a bar fight and you kill somebody in the process. You know, you decide at that moment, I'm going to kill somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's second-degree murder. First-degree murder is, I'm going to pick up this gun, I'm going to wander down the street, I'm going to shoot somebody. Or I'm going to plan it months in advance, and I'm going to shoot somebody.
So first-degree is premeditated, second-degree is in the heat of the moment.
He could have strangled the girl to death over a bad grade or something and gotten less time.
It's incredible. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Ralph in New York. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live at Ian Dale and Mark. Ralph?
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Hey, Ralph. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, Bax. I want to go to another topic if it's possible. If I
sure.
ask you guys a particular hypothetical question, if it's
no
cool,
problem.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Here in New York City, Bloomberg running for president after he leaves the mayoral here in the city. Do you think this guy is going to be crazier by suing the gun manufacturers around the country?
I'm sorry, I don't really understand your question. He's going to be crazier?
Do you think he's going to be a little bit out of control if he becomes president of the United States? What's
I think everybody is, anybody who becomes president will be out of control. I mean, they're power seekers. They're people that want to control people.
Yeah, having a billionaire running for the presidency would probably be just to run for the White House would be pocket change from now. What do you think will happen if this guy will become president? It'll be worse than Obama or what?
Well, odds are good it'll be worse because presidents seem to be getting worse over time. Each president inherits, it's not because of who he is, it's simply because of the nature of the office. It attracts people
right.
who are seekers of power, and so it's certainly possible that this man could seek it, and if he gets it, then it's likely, whether it's he who wins or it's someone else entirely, it's very likely that person will be worse than Obama because they're inheriting everything that Clinton created, that Bush created, that Obama created, like all of this big government and this huge mechanism of violence becomes theirs to control and theirs to wield, their wins to reward their friends and punish their enemies. So, yeah, they just keep building on one another. So I don't think it's because it's Mr. Bloomberg or whoever he is. It could be any politician that
you
plug in.
It just reminds me when Democrats were complaining about the Patriot Act, and Republicans were defending the Patriot Act, and now, guess what? Obama's got the Patriot Act.
Now,
all those Republicans that were defending
it. How do you view his ideology?
I don't care.
I don't know that much about the guy, quite frankly. Is he anti-gun? I mean, that's what you're saying?
He's an anti-gun Republican. He's one of those guys. He's a New York City mayor.
New York City mayor. He brought another term in City Hall.
Now, what else do you need to know about this guy? I mean, he's the mayor of the largest city in America, and he holds incredible power over people, and he's wielding it just like any other thug would wield his power. I mean, they're all thugs to me. I don't know what his philosophy is, and I don't care. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I know all I need to know about the guy. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. It doesn't even matter to me what his name is. He's the guy who's the mayor of New York. What else do you need to know? You don't get to a position like that by being somebody that loves small government or more freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with the look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol, that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices, hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam there. You can go and watch and listen to the show as well as interact with other Free Talk Live listeners because our chat room's built into the same page. So go see it for yourself and get interactive at cam.freetalklive.com. If you put in chat, that'll bring up a full screen chat window, so you can do that if you want. But cam.freetalklive.com will get you both on the same page.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. In stock, ready to ship. The overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Again, you can bring up whatever you want. But since we're on the topic of teachers and students and underage, I guess, activities here, which is kind of what we're flirting around, I guess, a little bit. The original story, she was 18 years old. Would it have been much worse for him if she'd been 17? And this guy, this teacher, if you're just tuning in Arkansas, was convicted, sentenced to 30 years in prison for having consensual sex with an 18-year-old student. It's just unbelievable. What? How much worse could it have been? What if she was 15 or 16 or something like that? Would it have really been that much worse at that point?
Yeah, you know, to me, it seems like there should be punishment for this. But that punishment should be the
social
loss of
ostracism.
The guy's, yeah, the loss of the guy's job. And I would think that, you know, that first off, the school should say, had sex with student as the reason for firing. And you would think...
be hard for him to get
another
job.
I'm just guessing. You would think that he's thrown away his education, career, and his degree and the whole thing on down the pipe. I don't think that this guy isn't a sex criminal.
He's a man.
Right. He's a guy.
He's unprofessional.
That's exactly what he was. He was absolutely unprofessional. Would it be, you know, if he was threatening the girl with, look, you're going to get an F, sweetie pants, if you don't drop him right here.
That would be coercion.
That's rape, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
I agree with that. Yeah,
I'm not going to call it the same as any other kind of rape, but
I can see you calling it that. I'm just saying that's sexual harassment. Typically, when you put pressures on someone,
that's sexual coercion is what that is. Sexual harassment's like where you say things to people that are uncomfortable in environments in which they shouldn't be said. Mm-hmm. But when you're threatening someone with essentially some kind of punishment
the idea is if you come on to someone and they reject your advances and then you basically seem to punish them through because you're their boss or you're
right, you're using leverage over them.
It's sexual harassment, but in those circumstances the person can leave, whereas here it's a public school where the person is this is a high school, right?
He was a high school teacher.
Right. So the person has to, their parents have to pay to send her there. I think it's a little worse than somebody being at a business. I'm not.
I call it sexual coercion.
Yeah, whatever. He didn't appear to have done that. As a matter of fact, part of his charges are that he offered her money in order to drop the case. So he got a tampering with a witness charge. Several thousand dollars, which says to me that this girl is so vindictive, she won't take a few grand to forget about this. She wants to drive this guy into the dirt.
Well, the madness of the sexual laws in this country don't end there. Here's another one for you from Radley Balco over at Reason.com. In the spring and summer of 2006, Eric Reinhardt, at the time a 34-year-old police officer in the small town of Middletown, Indiana, began consensual sexual relationships with two young women, ages 16 and 17. One of the women had contacted Officer Reinhardt through his MySpace page. Cops have these groupies sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's what they were, but there's a chance that that's the case. Anyway, he had known the other one, the daughter of a man who was involved in training police officers for most of her life. Reinhardt was going through a divorce at the time. The relationships came to the attention of local authorities and then federal authorities when one of the girls mentioned it to a guidance counselor. Whatever you might think of Reinhardt's judgment or ethics, his relationship with the girls weren't illegal. The age of consent in the state of Indiana is 16. Now, that's also the age of consent in federal territories. Yet Reinhardt got into legal trouble because one of the girls mentioned to him that she had posed for sexually provocative photos for a previous boyfriend and offered to do the same for Reinhardt. Reinhardt lent her his camera, which she returned with the promised photos. Sounds like a good deal so far, right? Well,
yeah.
Reinhardt and both girls then took additional photos and at least one video, which he downloaded to his computer. In 2007, Reinhardt was convicted on two federal charges of producing...
child porn.
That's right. U.S. District Court Judge David Hamilton, who now serves on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit, reluctantly sentenced Reinhardt to 15 years in prison. My hands are tied, sir! I must do this thanks to mandatory minimum sentences. His hands were tied. That's exactly what he wrote. There is no parole in the federal prison system, so barring an unlikely grant of clemency from the president himself, Reinhardt...
No governor can do it. It has to be the president.
...is serving his time at a medium security prison in Pennsylvania, will have to complete at least 85% of his term, assuming time off for good behavior or nearly 13 years.
Yeah, no president. It seems very unlikely to me that the president is going to
pardon a child pornographer.
Yeah.
That's what he'll be called.
That's what he's being called.
Is he? Is this really child pornography that was created? That this teenage girl created of herself?
Well, it's an interesting situation that the laws create, because there's many, many states where the age of consent is 16, possibly even 15 in certain circumstances and things like that. And child, and it's considered anything that they anything under 18 is considered child porn if there's nudity involved. And so it's really ridiculous. Like, you, if you happen to date someone who's in that awkward time period, you can date them at 16, even have sex with them at 16.
Right.
You can see them naked, but you can't see have a naked picture of them. It's so ridiculous.
It is absolutely outrageous.
I'd like to point out that in many states, I believe New Hampshire's included, you can get married as young as 14.
With consent of your parents,
with consent of the parents. Now, you can't have sex with her before she's 14, but she's your wife after that. Now, I'd like to... I have some questions here. If I go ahead and find me something, you know, I for whatever reason, lose the most wonderful woman in the world, I find me some wonderful 14-year-old that I want to get married to, I don't have sex with her until after I marry... These are a lot of weird ifs, right? I don't have
it could
sex
happen.
Until after I get
to the marriage,
parents consent to it, and then I make a video of me and my wife having sex.
Yep, you're going to jail, buddy.
And keep I committed child porn.
Even if you keep it to yourself, right?
Yes, you still own child porn.
You own some child porn, even though like you can have sex legally. Yeah, it's really absurd.
These laws are nuts. This is what happens when you try to legislate morality, people. I mean, there are a lot of slipshod little rules here, and I keep on coming back to it. But it's a great example. I remember when I was a kid, I saw the movie A Coal Miner's Daughter, and it was about Loretta Lynn, and she got married at 14 years old to a guy who was 22. Maybe it might have been 13. I'm not exactly sure what it was.
Yeah, it was pretty young.
And I'm not going to say they had the most stellar marriage in the world. Apparently, it was somewhat rocky, but they stuck together until he died. So who am I to say otherwise? I think we should stay the heck out of people's business.
They've done studies that people who marry young tend to stay together longer than if people get married older. They think it has something to do with being more set in your ways and less adaptable to growing. If you're growing up and living with another person, then the idea is that you're still adaptable. You're still not set in your ways, and so you can still be fairly malleable and adapt to the other person.
I'd have to see these studies. I find the idea that anything that young people do is being permanent lasting seems unlikely to me.
Well, there's actually more detail to this particular story from Radley Balco over at Reason.com. In fact, the judge was not permitted to consider any mitigating factors in sentencing Reinhardt. It didn't matter that his sexual relationships with the two teen girls were completely legal, nor did it matter that the photos for which he was convicted never even went beyond his computer. Reinhardt had no prior criminal history. He was a cop. More coming up here at 800-259-9231. I'll give you more details on this situation. It's just so sad.
It's crazy.
And you'd think, right, cops should know better. Well, clearly, the law is confusing. And even the cops don't even know what the law is. 1-800-259-9231. This guy's going to jail for a minimum of 13 years if he's a good boy in there. It's Free Talk Live. You take control. 800-259-9231.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793.
Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features for free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into Free Talk Live, and get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up, and you get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only chat room, amp-only forum, rather, and more. It's all there at amp.freetalklive.com. There used to be an amp-only chat room, and there technically still is, but I don't think anybody goes there. Because the regular chat room.
The market has spoken.
Yeah, it has, right? So, anyway, but AMP is there for you, and there's some neat bonuses that you get. Amp.freetalklive.com. We would certainly appreciate it. As we appreciate the support of Jason Osborne from SACL CAI, and if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, then you need to get in touch with Jason and his crew over at SACL CAI. They treat your clients with respect because, you know, you want to get them back after they get everything paid up. So get on over there to SACL CAI's website. You can link to it through ours. Go to freetalklive.com. Look on the right side of the screen, the little ad column there. SACL CAI is right at the top. So we continue. We're going to talk a little bit more about what happened to this man, 34-year-old cop in Middletown, Indiana, convicted, sentenced to prison, 15 years in federal medium security prison for having sex with teenage girls. Oh, wait, no, that's fully legal. It was taking pictures of... Oh, no, he didn't even take the pictures. The girls took the pictures.
They did say that the girl... In one case, the girl did... Took pictures of herself.
They said something about a video.
But then after that, they made a video together. They had such fun with their little video nonsense that they went ahead and did some more. So, I mean, let's characterize it as accurately as possible. But it's... Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's nuts that it's legal to have sex with a 16-year-old, but not legal to film it.
Yep.
That doesn't make any sense. Should it be legal to have sex with an 18-year-old and not be illegal to film it? It doesn't make any sense. Especially,
well, some people would say yes.
Call production of child porn something that wasn't, you know, was not released to the public.
Yeah, these are not
ridiculous.
Children.
Frankly, it's ridiculous to call it child
it
porn
is.
When it's a 16-year-old even.
It's not a child.
I mean, it's you should call it something, and maybe it shouldn't be done, but calling it child porn is hyperbolic.
Absolutely. Let's continue with Jace listening in Mexico. Jace, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, I'm calling from my computer.
That's really awful.
Sounds like you're calling from your computer. Do you have phones down in Mexico?
yeah, we do, but I don't have access to one. One second.
Okay. Yeah, it would be best if you could call on a phone. I mean, it's not terrible. So, anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
I just have a quick question, then I'll go ahead and take off.
Sure.
If I, just theoretically, if I have pictures of myself as a child, 11, 12, 13 years old, and now I'm 25, 26 years old, is it illegal for me to distribute pictures of myself, even
likely.
Though now I'm half that age?
Absolutely,
I'll bet you,
I would say
I'll bet
it
you
is.
It is. I'll bet you could get in real trouble for it.
I don't get.
It's
I'm not,
crazy.
Yeah, I'm not giving legal advice here. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but from our experience, and thanks for the call tonight, Jace.
Well, that's
from
parents getting charged with child porn for taking pictures of their
yes.
children in the bathtub.
It's crazy.
And they're playing
teenagers.
With their, you know, they're playing with their bath toys, and it's obviously not a sexual thing. But
it is to the police that are doing the arresting.
Yeah, apparently.
It's crazy. I mean, every time I've taken pictures of Jack, I've always made sure there's a strategically placed washcloth.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not kidding you. I'm scared of these people.
I don't blame you.
Absolutely petrified
of
these
people. It used to be they catch people by when they go to turn their film in for developing. Now,
that's
with
right.
digital cameras, it's not the case.
It's
so
a lot
much,
more difficult for folks to be caught. But to answer his question, I think that it absolutely would be, because we've seen story after story where teenagers will take pictures of themselves doing something sexual, and they will be convicted of being essentially their own child pornographers.
Yeah.
Like, they are, essentially, they victimize themselves
yeah.
by taking the pictures of themselves. I mean, we've seen these stories. So, yeah, I would say so. If you've got a collection of photos of yourself at age 12 touching yourself or something like that, and you distribute those, yeah, absolutely. You could be caught for child pornography. Whether you would be or not is another question, but you could in theory, I think.
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't advocate for your being caught.
No, I can't imagine the money you would make on, you know, regarding the distribution of those photos would be worth the risk at
right.
all.
I would think that a pedophile would want a child to actually be exploited, that it would be very, you know, it wouldn't be that great for them to just see pictures of somebody who were sort of old pictures just because they didn't feel like they...
No, I don't think that would be true, Mark. I mean, at least from our conversation with the pedophile that we had on the air a few years ago, I think it was back in 2006, we actually had a self-professed pedophile.
You think this guy represents everybody?
No,
look,
somebody who posted his own podcast.
The majority of sex is based on domination and submission. Sorry. I mean,
the majority
you know,
of sex.
Lots of people. The majority of women have a rape fantasy. That's
what?
The numbers I've heard. I don't know. I haven't gone around and taken take a look at porn. Most porn includes the guy being dominant over the
it's
woman.
It's made by men, dude.
Well, I'm only saying that sex tends to be about domination
okay.
and submission. So you have got the fact that it's made by men does not disprove my thesis. And so I would assume that guys that are people that are pedophiles are probably all about dominating their you know, objects of affection.
It seems like a fair assumption, Mark. I'm just telling you that's not what the experience has been from our
one
talking to one of them
guy
on the air.
Who was talking
well, you don't
about
really
how
get
great
to talk
it is to
them
be a
very
pedophile.
Often. You don't get to talk
agreed,
to them very often,
agreed.
Do you? Okay, so this guy we spent an hour and a half with
so
on the air.
So this is someone who admitted it, called in, and
he hosted
had
his own podcast. He hosted his own pedophile podcast.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and he called in, and we, you know, talked about it in detail. And I thought what he said was very revealing into the mindset of somebody who's like this. Now, you're right, Mark. Sure, some people are going to be about domination. I'm not going to go out and say it's the majority. I'm not going to say that at all. And this guy would point out that, you know, his definition of a pedophile was someone who loves children. He would say that he would never do something to, you know, actually aggress against a child. Obviously, most people would disagree with
him. I wouldn't
do
anything to aggress against a child. Woman either, but that wouldn't change whether or not I would have some kind of fantasies about domination in the bedroom.
All I'm telling you is this guy said that he would be as aroused, if not more so, by pictures of children in a Sears catalog wearing, you know, in like the underwear section.
Sure.
So in no way does it have to be a sexual photo that we're talking about here, because someone who is into children will already find it to be sexual. It will be attractive to them. The child in his underwear is enough for him. He said that even if all child pornography was wiped off the face of the earth tomorrow, it would do nothing to him, because he would still have his attractions and he would still have ways to kind of find ways to feed into that.
Mm.
And I just found that very interesting. Like, who would think of that, right? I mean, who would think that would be the case? But it makes sense. When he said it, it made sense, right? Like,
yeah.
He's a pedophile. He doesn't need to see your child naked to find him or her attractive. That's why they sit and watch at the park, right? Anyway, not that I would know.
Although I think that's kind of a myth. I think
that they sit at the park and watch kids.
There are people you need to be scared of sitting at the park watching your kids, because like most cases where there's an actual aggression against a child, and I would call it aggression in most of these cases, that when there's some kind of act with a child. I mean, it's usually someone in the family or someone that
knows. 9 times out of 10.
It's almost always. I mean, and so there's this whole notion of like, oh no, there's a pedophile that lives down the street from us.
Yeah.
He is probably not a threat.
Yeah, there's a significantly larger chance that the pedophile down the street is trying to make a better life for himself than the fact that he's going to reoffend. Sex offenders. I'm conflating the two, and that's not a very good idea. Sex offenders are less than half as likely to reoffend than, say, thieves.
Yeah.
Thieves are the most likely to reoffend.
It's another myth that there's a high recidivism rate with sexual offenders. It's not nearly as high as people think it is.
One of the problems, though, is that they call all kinds of offenses that aren't really sex offenses,
yeah,
like peeing in public or having sex.
Consensual sex.
19-year-old having sex with a 16-year-old, yeah, or something like that. All this situation where the teacher has sex with an 18-year-old student,
right,
gets 30 years. All these people aren't sex offenders to the minds of most Americans. Most Americans want to kind of watch out for somebody who's, you know, beat the crap out of a lady and knocked all her teeth out and then sodomized her. They want to know about that guy.
There's no doubt that there's something aberrant about a pedophile, something sick. But what's really sick is that somebody who would, like this 34-year-old cop who was having sex with a 16-year-old girl, that he would be called a pedophile. Because a lot of people will look at him and they'll, you're a pedophile. You look at it, pictures of 16-year-old girls. You're having sex with a 16-year-old girl. No.
No.
No. A pedophile is someone who is interested in children. Children are not the same as teenagers. I know that. I don't understand why people want to just lump everybody who's under the age of 21.
Again, many states, it's 16 is the age of consent. And, yep, and so even legally, it's not pedophilia.
You take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. You can also bring up anything you want. Hour number two is next, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.